And a retired Garda who's been questioned in connection with immigration irregularities in the old Garda Western Division remains in custody this morning. Our Midlands correspondent Kieran Mullooly is on the story. Kieran, what do you know about this?
Carol, this is an extensive Garda investigation that's been going on now for over 2 years, and it is an inquiry which has very, very serious implications. The Garda are investigating an allegation, which basically at the centre of this allegation is that individuals were coming to a Garda station in the west of Ireland in the course of their application for immigration papers and processing here. They would have been coming in on a regular basis seeking the assistance of a Garda and asking that certain forms would be identified and would be stamped or countersigned. Now, the allegation the Garda are investigating is that money was changing hands in this process. And secondly, another allegation is that another individual, a third party, a gentleman from Pakistan, was also involved in the procedure and was also receiving cash payments as a result of the process whereby the signs were actually stamped or countersigned. Now, for the Garda, once this allegation came to light, a process began, a trawl, I believe, to hundreds and hundreds of applications made at the Garda station in the west of Ireland. And this has been a lengthy process, and it's been a painstaking process for the Garda, trying to locate people, trying to go back on paperwork and trying to establish the identification of people and the location of people at this point. Now, it was in the course of this work that the arrest was made yesterday, and I gather there will be further arrests over the course of the coming weeks in regard to this inquiry. As I say, the implications are very, very serious in this situation, not only from the perspective of the allegation that a Garda or another person was receiving money as a result of the process, but secondly, and more importantly, that individuals were receiving stamps and countersigns and verification from a Garda or from an office where a Garda was based, and people that were not known to the Garda and perhaps are still not known to the Garda. People who may have come into the country at very short notice on other visas, on student visas or otherwise, and may have not have the appropriate identification, yet may have received countersigning. So very, very serious allegations, and I understand that the cover yesterday's investigation continues. The Garda, who's in his 60s, is still in custody. His detention was extended overnight, and he must be released or charged later today.
Okay, I'm sure you'll be following that throughout the day. Our Midlands correspondent there, Kieran Mullooly.